as late as most speakers do on a regular Sunday, so I don't see why I would keep you any later today, but I do thank you for being here. In Scripture, we're not ever commanded, we're not ever told to remember or celebrate the birth of Christ, but that seems to be where we put a lot of eggs. We put a lot of thought into that, and it carries on for about a month. But we know people from the Bible who were there to celebrate the birth of Christ. We have Joseph, obviously Mary, some shepherds that were nearby, and later some wise men came bringing gifts. But we don't even know for sure the actual birthday. And I did a little reading and listening and stuff, and the way I understand it, and this is just from the media, so take it for what it's worth, that supposedly when a prophet died, he died on his day of conception. Not birth, but conception. And through the leadership at the time and the celebrating of the Passover, they were a little more sure that the crucifixion actually took place on March 25th, which would have been supposedly the same day as Jesus' conception. And so 9 months later puts you at December 25th. And that's how some of them have come up with it. That is not biblical. I don't know. I'm just sharing some information I had about how possibly the date of December 25th come about. But we really don't know. We have no idea. But one thing I know for sure is that ever since I've been born and ever since you've been born, Easter Sunday has always fell on Sunday. Am I right? And every once in a while, Christmas falls on Sunday too. And should it really be on any other day? Amen. But over the years, Christmas has come about as far from celebrating Jesus as it can be. Women fighting over gifts at Walmart. They bring in their significant others and a gun shootout erupts. A man and woman fighting over a bicycle. The man takes it away from the woman and rides out of the store without paying. Women pepper spraying each other. Calling 911 on the store for not price matching. And then getting charged for misuse of the 911 system. Merry Christmas, right? Boy, how things have changed. But that's what Christmas looks like nowadays. That's what Christmas means to some people. And compared to that very first Christmas, in a stable, in a manger, in a feed trough, I'd say we're missing the mark a little bit. What do you think? I've shared before about the privilege I have to participate in a Christmas ministry. And over the past several years, and I wasn't able to this year, and we usually come together for prayer that morning, and then we go over the game plan. And one morning, the gentleman leading us said, "Let me pray before we begin." And beginning in Luke 2, this is what he prayed. Please stand. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Excuse me. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Thank you. Please be seated. But that's the Christmas story. That's what that gentleman prayed. So amazing, so beautiful, and so fitting as we were getting ready to minister to this group of people that was in need. For Americans, we typically call the period from Thanksgiving to Christmas as the Christmas season. And we'll say Jesus is the reason for the season. But what about tomorrow? The shepherds return to their flock of sheep. If not tomorrow, we'll soon be returning to work. We may begin as early as today, taking down the tree and the decorations, throwing away the Christmas cards. We'll put the furniture back in place. Hallmark will stop the Christmas movies until July. And we'll pack up Christmas for almost a year. For most of us, Christmas is over after today. In Galatians chapter 4, it says, beginning in verse 4, But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son unto you, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So while we're packing it up, putting it away, at the right time, when God was ready, when everything was just right, God chose to reveal Himself to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So here's what really happened after Christmas. And this is how I'm going to close. I told you I'd be brief, but this is how we're going to close this morning. Here's what happened after Christmas. The shepherds went and glorified and praised God. The Magi, the wise men, came and worshiped the King. John the Baptist told them, You better be ready, the King is coming. Jesus put a group of regular blue-collar guys together, and without them, we may have never heard the gospel. He walked the earth preaching and teaching, healing the blind, the sick, and the lame. He fulfilled the law and was without sin. He was perfect, unlike us. He became the lamb without spot or blemish that was sacrificed to wash away our spots and blemishes. Sometime after that first Christmas, someone told you about Jesus, and your life has never been the same. That's what happens after Christmas. In the way of invitation right now, maybe right now is the first time you've heard that, or maybe it's the first time you've understood it. If so, would you take a few moments to come down here? If you need to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please see me, plenty other folks. Maybe this Christmas season you have something on your heart and mind you need to just talk to God about. If so, we're going to open the altars here for just a couple of minutes. Thank you, Elise. Now, I know we're not going to leave our Christmas decorations up all year. Maybe. We may have to correct some spelling, I don't know. But we tend to mark Jesus' birth as the end of the celebration. But I say that God sending His only Son so that you and I might be saved is just the beginning. Thank you for being here. If we've got a couple of men that can grab some plates so we could receive an offering, be much appreciated. And I just want to say, I know Christmas is different for everyone. It may be your first Christmas with a new love, and it may be your first Christmas without one. A new baby. And every Christmas is different. But for me personally, this is the first Christmas in 3 years that me and my whole family's been together, and it's very special to me. And I know your Christmases are special to you. Let's pray. Father God, we ask that you bless this offering this morning. Father, we celebrate the season that you've given a the gift of your Son that can never be repaid. Father, we ask that you take our small offerings in comparison to be a huge blessing. Amen.